KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A. Well, I just feel privileged and blessed. We have Adia Victoria and an amazing band to play some live music for us, as they will do for you tonight at the Mohawk. The new album is called Silences. This is the Dope Queen Tour, and we'll find out why in a little bit. But y'all ready?
We ready.
Let's do it. Live on KUTX, Adia Victoria. Adia Victoria and an amazing six-piece band, live on KUTX, Different Kind of Love, from the brand new album Silences. Adia and the band at the Mohawk tonight. And thank you for gracing us today. Good to see you.
Thank you for hosting us.
Man, I've never heard anything quite like that. And that's a compliment.
Well, thank you.
I saw one description. It might have been in your own words. Back porch blues, swamp cat, lady howling at the moon.
Yes, I wrote that when I first moved to Nashville, and I needed to brand myself quick, separate myself. So I got on Live Nation, and that was my bio. And it's stuck. I wrote that like in 2010.
It works. It also brings to mind this sentence that I saw in the New York Times that said, Adia Victoria wants to make the blues dangerous again.
That's right.
And that was pretty dangerous sounding. Do you feel like the blues is the bedrock for the music that you make?
Absolutely. It informs not only my music, but my life. The filter through which I experience the world is heavily enmeshed with the blues. That might just be because I'm Southern, I'm Black, I'm a woman, and you know, I'm kind of at that intersection of a lot of the things that the blues was talking and singing about.
In Austin, we've been very blessed with the blues through Antone's Nightclub, because in the 70s, they would give a home to people like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and other artists who didn't have a place to go at that time. And then, of course, people like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Gary Clark Jr. came out of that club. So we like our blues here as well.
All right. I dig it.
But it seems like then with the blues being the backdrop, the bedrock for what Adia Victoria does, you chose Aaron Dessner of The National to produce the new album Silences.
Right.
Strange choice or not?
I mean, I don't know if I could qualify it as strange or regular or what or expected. I knew that he was going to afford me the space to best articulate myself and my vision, and he had the daring and the nerve and the know-how to help get all of these sounds out of my head. So I bought him into his world, or to my world, and he was open-minded enough to join me there. Yeah.
And the results are great on the album Silences. Silences, the title came from?
The title is a work from feminist writer Tilly Olson, from a book that she wrote in the late 60s, early 70s that focused on the creative output of women and how it's hampered by domestic duties and in society that teaches us to put other people first and to comfort others. And oftentimes the time needed to nurture that seed of creativity is, it goes unwatered because the nature of being a woman.
Silences is the album, and you speak through your silences.
I do.
And I guess we all do.
Have to.
I just thought I'd leave a pause there. Have a silence on the radio. Adia Victoria is our guest. She's at the Mohawk tonight. You've lived in a lot of different places, but you've landed in Nashville.
I did.
So you must be happy there?
I have my family there. I have my band there. And that's pretty much all I focus on in that town. I keep my head down, do my work, and leave when it's time to go.
And we were just talking about, you know, the literary reference with silences. I understand that you're collaborating with some poets there in Nashville?
True. So Caroline Randall Williams and Sienna Rouse, both published by Third Man Books, Jack White's publishing extension of the Third Man family. We came together last fall looking to create a space that centered our experiences and our perspective as Black women functioning within the blues. And we meet together a few times a week to write, to just relate to one another, drink bourbon, and swap stories and secrets.
I just feel so lucky to have you here. Adia Victoria is our guest. And again, the show is tonight at the Mohawk with this amazing six-piece band. The new album is Silences. And we're going to hear Dope Queen Blues.
True.
And it's called the Dope Queen Tour.
Yes.
What possessed you, or that's maybe not the right word.
Well, maybe it is.
Maybe it is. How did you get that name for the tour?
It's, you know, dope. It takes on a lot of meanings. A lot of these songs were written from the perspective of my early 20s in Atlanta when I was smoking a lot of weed and just reveling in my own crapulence, as Mr. Burns on The Simpsons says. And I, you know, just being just vulgar and completely human and owning that and just saying, you know what, I'm dope, I'm a god, and this is how it's going to be.
The Dope Queen Tour. The song is Dope Queen Blues. The new album is Silence on KUTX Live. Adia Victoria.
Thank you. Thank you.
song is called Dope Queen Blues. When my watch knocking on my door. Mr. Bill collector calling, but I don't answer no more. I keep a pistol in my pocket, got a dagger hidden in my face. Yes, I've been dancing with the devil on the trying to do my best. And yeah.
Adia Victoria, live on KUTX. Dope Queen Blues from the new album Silences, and the Dope Queen Tour is at the Mohawk tonight with Adia and this great six-piece band. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm glad we had our folks here, our multimedia crew, filming, because everyone should see what was going down here as well as hear it. So I want to thank them. Gabriel Perez, assisted by Juan Figueroa and Tristan Ipoc. Studio 1A today mixed by Jake Perlman, assisted by Cliff Hargrove. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. Have a good time while you're here. Have a good time at the Mohawk, y'all.
Cheers, that's the plan.
And we'll do one more song, which we will post at kutx.org.
He says I'm covered in shame. and say some comforting soon. But in my mind ways last night, it sure ain't my mind skin. But darling, I never talk.
Oh, no.
You know that I never change. I'll be your jolly confidant, your silent jailhouse. Hey, oh, I guess that makes me a hey man. Something the way you love. I hear you calling me hey man. Woo, like you think it hurts. Jesus came to me one day. He washed my sins away. But then I caught sight of those city lights, and I was led astray. Cause darling, I am a heathen. Oh yes, bitter to the bone. But if I am the heathen, then why won't you leave me